后继续来谈天国的奥秘。
And this evening we'll continue to talk about the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
这是记载在马太福音的第13章主耶稣所讲的比喻。
And it's recorded in Matthew chapter 13, and it is the parables that Jesus Christ speaks.
这当中有讲了八个比喻。
So there are 8 parables.
昨天我们谈到第三个比喻。
Yesterday we talked about the third parable.
就是芥菜种的比喻。
That is the parable of the mustard seed.
芥菜种的比喻一般的基督教都把它讲成是教会的发展。
And in for the parable of the mustard seed, many church other denominations say that it is the development of the church.
因为有很多飞鸟树在其上。
Because there are many birds that reside in its branches.
但是我们从圣经查考飞鸟哈，是指着恶者。
But we know in the Bible that the birds are referring to the evil one.
所以它树在这个树枝上。
And it is.Nesting in its branches.
可以说是居住在当时的这个大公教会。
And so we can say that it is nesting in the Catholic Church at the time.
也就是说，虽然看起来很活跃。
And so even though it looks very lively.
但是这当中是恶者在掌控。
But in the middle is the evil one who is in control.
它是从菜变成了，变质了，成了树。
It is an herb that transformed into a tree.
所以它是变质的教会。
So it is a church that changed in its nature.
那么变质之后呢？
And after it changed,
还会有真教会的出现，还有教会的出现。
The true church will appear once again.
就是末后的真耶稣教会。
That is the true Jesus church in the latter days.
那真耶稣教会出现，道理是完全的了。
And so when Jesus Christ appeared, its gospel is complete.
因为道理是一次交付在教会里面。
Because the gospel is given once completely to the church.
但是人一开始是不完全的。
But man, in the beginning, they are imperfect.
就好像我们现在的教会。
Just like our church currently.
我们道理是完全从圣经里面出来的。
Even though our teaching and gospel is completely from the Bible.
但是现在的信徒呢，还有很多软弱。
But among the members, we still have many weaknesses.
所以很多人就用信徒的软弱来攻击教会。
So many people will use the weaknesses of the members to attack the church.
说啊，得救的真教会怎么信徒有软弱的呢？
So how they will say, how can the true church have members who are weak?
这原本啊，真教会出现的时候，教会完全，但是人是不完全的。
And so when the true church appears, even though the church is perfect,
the
members are not.
慢慢装饰整齐啦。
And slowly they will adorn themselves and be prepared.
这就是启示录里面所讲的，要装束整齐。装束就是有一个过程啊。
And so is what is mentioned in Revelation that they are adorned. And so this adornment is a process.
装备成新妇了，主耶稣来迎娶。
They will be adorned like a new bride for when Jesus Christ comes, waiting for Jesus Christ to come.
穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
And to put on the clean and white fine linen.
所以真耶稣教会到后来都会装束整齐。
And so in the end, the true Jesus church will be arrayed in fine linen.
那使徒时代的教会呢？
And what about the apostolic church?
也是圣灵降临建立的教会，真理也是完全的。
And so it is also a church that was established by the Holy Spirit and has the complete truth.
那使徒时代的教会一开始人也是完全的。
In the beginning of the apostolic church, the people were also, the members are also perfect.
这我们可以读《使徒行传》第二章。
We can read this in Acts chapter 2.
那人当时候使徒时代的教会是完全的。
And so the apostolic church was perfect.
所以圣经记着说。
And so the Bible records.
神就把得救的人天天加给他们。
That the Lord added to their numbers daily.
但是慢慢慢慢的教会就逐渐堕落了。
But we know that slowly over time, the church declined.
这我们可以看启示录的第二章、第三章。
And we can read this in Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
这是在讲使徒时代教会堕落的一个轨迹。
And so it describes the decline and the corruption of the church during the apostolic time.
这个肯定会发生的啊。
And so for sure this will happen.
因为神在生命记十一章。
Because in Deuteronomy chapter 11,
耶利米书第五章,
Jeremiah chapter 5,
约珥书第二章,
Joel chapter 2,
都有特别提到, 有两季, 就是秋雨跟春雨的降临,
because he mentions that there is an early and latter rain,
来预表, 圣灵的两次降临,
and this prefigures the two times that the Holy Spirit will descend.
秋雨圣灵也叫做早雨, 又叫做播种的雨,
and so the early rain early rain or first rain, or the rain for sowing.
就是使徒时代的教会。
And that is the apostolic church.
圣灵降临之后建立使徒时代的教会。
And so after the Holy Spirit descended, it established the apostolic church.
那会停息一段长时间。
Then there will be a period of no rain.
那个时候就是 第三个比喻,芥菜种的一个开始。
And that is the third parable, the beginning of this parable.
因为圣灵停降了。
Because the Holy Spirit no longer descended.
没有圣灵带领就没有真理了。
If there is no Holy Spirit, then there is no truth.
因为圣灵又叫做真理的圣灵。
Because we know the Holy Spirit is the Spirit, a Holy Spirit of truth.
圣灵停降了,当然就没有真理的一个 一个规模在啊,
and when the Holy Spirit no longer descends, then there is no form for the truth.
所以没有真理的教会就是变质的教会啊,
and so a church without the truth is a church that has changed.
这是芥菜种的比喻的由来,
and this is the origin of the parable of the mustard seed.
圣灵在使徒时代之后就停降了嘛,
and so after the apostolic time, the Holy Spirit no longer descended.
这个是圣经的预言啊,
this is a prophecy in the Bible.
所以按照圣经的说法, 真的圣灵就停降, 然后, 教会就, 没有了,
and so according to the Bible, we can see that the Holy Spirit no longer descended and the church disappeared.
如果按照主耶稣所讲的这个比喻,
and if according to the parable that Jesus Christ spoke of,
就是把它隐藏起来了,
it's that it is hidden.
那第四个比喻,
so then the fourth parable,
就是面笑的比喻,
it's the parable of the leaven.
这个面笑的比喻就是真理渐渐变质的过程,
and this is the process of how the truth is changed.
所以说他说有妇人拿来,
and said there is a woman who brought,
就是有软弱好像夏娃受诱惑的妇人拿来,
and so this is a woman who is weak like Eve.
就我们来看启示录的第二章,
let's turn to Revelation chapter 2,
20节,
verse
20. 然而有一件事我要责备你, 就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别, 教导我的仆人, 引诱他们行奸淫, 吃祭偶像的物。 这边有谈到容让, 容让自称是先知的妇人。
And here it says, you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess.
这个容让就能够让这个真理就渐渐变质啊。
So this allow makes makes the truth slowly turn go bad.
如果我们有机会去看那个十二使徒遗训,
and so if we look at the 12 apostles,
它这个是真理变质的一个 一个所谓的遗训啊，十二使徒遗训，Apocrypha，啊，Need I hit？哦，啊，sorry，啊，这个是历教会历史里面的一个东西了哈。
And so this is something in church history.
那如果你去看的话，很好玩呐。
And so if you read, it is very interesting.
他在谈洗礼的时候，
because when it's talking about baptism,
要进到。 要进到水里面,
you have to enter into the water.
如果是冷的话也可以用热水,
that, and if it's cold, you can use hot water.
那里面的就是容让了，我有洗礼，但是我容让人的意识加在这个真理里面来。
And so it is that there is water baptism, but they allow the influences of man into the truth.
那这边容让一点，那边容让一点，容让到现在。 外教会的道理就是这样容让出来的啦。And
then slowly over time, the truth is allowed, the corruption is allowed into the truth.
所以他们有教义时。And
so they have these doctrines.
为什么要教义时呢？ 就是他们教义变化的历史啦。Oh,
the doctrinal history, and that's because it's the history of how the doctrine changed over time.
他们有一个变化的一个历史。
And so we can see there is a historical change in their doctrine.
但是教义怎么可以变呢？
But how can the doctrines change?
所以然后哎，耶稣教有没有教义时啊？
And so is there changes in True Jesus Church's doctrine?
耶稣教的道理是一次交付的。
But no, the True Jesus Church doctrines was given once completely.
它是不能变也不会变的。
It will not change.
这个是变质的一个开始。
And so this is the beginning of the change in nature.
那主耶稣说用面笑，来比喻。
And so here Jesus Christ uses leaven as the parable.
那我们在这个上面有谈到面笑，在圣经当中有指的是恶毒的恶毒邪恶啦。
And so in the Bible, leaven it can be malice and wickedness.
也有指的是从法利赛人来的教训。
It can also be the teachings from the Pharisees.
也可以只是假冒伪善。
It can also be hypocrisy.
这是面笑。
This is leaven.
它不是真理啦。
It is not truth.
它膨胀很快。
But it grows very quickly.
因为这些是世人想要的啦。
And because this is what the people want.
所以它放在面团里面，很快就发酵了。
It is what the woman wants, and so that's why it grows very quickly.
看起来本来是小小的，面笑一放呢，哇，就膨胀起来，好大。
And so even though it was very little, but very quickly it grows.
但是这当中都是恶毒邪恶。
But all of it within is malice and wickedness.
都是从这个假冒伪善的文士法利赛人来的。
And it all comes from the hypocrisy of the Pharisees.
这当中就充满假冒伪善。
And so it is filled with hypocrisy.
我们看三十一节。
Let's look at
34节。马太福音的十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
34节。
Verse 34.
这都是耶稣用比喻对众人说的话，若不用比喻，就不对他们说什么。这里讲到耶稣不对他们说什么。
And it's here it says Jesus, he did not speak to them.
因为要隐藏真理啦。
Without a parable, because the truth was hidden.
这个时候主耶稣已经把真理隐藏了。
So at this time, the truth was hidden from them.
要等到第二次晚雨圣灵降临的时候
，until the descending of the second of the latter rain，
才把它彰显出来
，so that this mystery is then revealed。
那我们再看这个三十五节。
Let's look at verse 35。
这是要应验先知的话说，我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事证明出来。而且用比喻对众人说话。
So he will speak in parables to all people.
好，那这个呢？那个这边有讲到说，把创世以来所隐藏的事要发明出来。
And I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world.
这个隐藏呢，跟那个四十四节的那个隐藏是同样的。
And this is the same hidden as in verse 44.
跟那个四十四节的藏是一样的。
And so this.Hidden is the same as in verse 44.
所以这个隐藏到了四十四节，就是藏宝于田的比喻，才会彰显出来，以后才会彰显出来。
And this connects to the parable of the hidden treasure that later on it will be found.
所以从变质以后，神就把真理隐藏了。
And so after it changed, the church changed in its nature, the truth was hidden.
隐藏不代表没有啊。
Hidden does not mean it no longer exists.
有一天这个隐藏的会彰显出来。
One day what is hidden will be revealed.
所以三十五节才说嘛。
In verse 35 it says,
我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。
I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world.
用比喻的原因是什么？
What's the reason for using parables?
在那个十三节那边就讲。
In verse 13 it says,
因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
Because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
对犹太人说的。
And he is saying this to the Jewish.
意思就是说，隐藏的这个福音呢，不再是对犹太人啦。
And that this hidden gospel is no longer given to the Jews.
而是要传把福音传到外邦去。
But is that it's the gospel will be preached to the Gentiles?
所以晚雨圣灵降临的。地点不再是给犹太人。
And so when the latter rain falls, it will no longer be for the Jews.
因为这个天国的奥秘，它是不给犹太人知道的，听不懂的。
Because the history of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is not for the Jews to understand.
使徒时代是给犹太人的啦。
The apostolic times were for the Jews.
但是隐藏之后要再彰显出来，用比喻彰显出来，不是要给犹太人的。
So, and after it's hidden and then is revealed through the parables, it's not for the Jews.
是要给犹太人以外的。
It's given for Gentiles.
这是隐藏之后的一个结果。
And this is the result of it being hidden.
所以才会用比喻对众人说话。
And so that is why they use he speaks in parables.
福音就传到外邦啊。
And so that the gospel is preached to Gentiles.
昨天有读那个《使徒行传》21:30。
And yesterday we read Acts chapter 21, verse 30.
还有28:24以后到28。
And Acts 28:24-28.
保罗也引用以赛亚书第六章的那一段来说救恩，那个犹太人已经结束了。
And Paul even used Isaiah to say that in chapter 6, to say that the gospel is.For the Jews have ended.
往后的救恩就要传给外邦人。
And that the gospel will be given to the Gentiles.
这个是那个面酵的比喻。
That is the parable of the yeast or the leaven.
芥菜种的比喻当中我们要知道的一件事了。
And what we can learn from the parable of the mustard seed.
那犹太人在这个晚与圣灵的救恩上一开始是没有份的，他们没有接受的，也不会接受了。
So in the beginning of the latter days of the latter rain, the Jews will not accept this gospel.
但是整个真理的部分芥菜种的比喻跟面酵的比喻是已经变质了。
And so, but for the parable of the mustard seed and for the yeast, we can see
已经恶毒了，已经这个假冒伪善了。
That it is the nature of the church has already changed. There is malice and wickedness.
所以基本上它并不是教会了。
And so actually, it is no longer the church.
顶多是所谓要信耶稣的教派。
It is a denomination that believes in Jesus.
这是我们从这个比喻当中要了解的。
And this is what we need to understand.
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
耶稣基督的身体要讲耶稣的道。
The body of Christ needs to speak the words of Christ.
真理变质了。怎么有耶稣的道可以讲呢？
If the truth has been changed, how can it be the word of Christ?
教会是耶稣基督的身体，一定要耶稣的灵在这教会里面。
The church is the body of Christ, so the spirit of Christ must be in the church.
基督教一般的基督教没有圣灵啊。
For most Christian denominations, they do not have the Holy Spirit.
怎么能够称为是教会呢？
How can they be called the church?
所以基本上他们不能够称为教会了。
So they cannot be known as a church.
是一群想要信耶稣的基督教派。
There are people that would like to believe in Jesus Christ.
这个是从芥菜种的比喻跟面酵比喻里面我们可以了解的。
This is what we can understand from the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the leaven.
我们再来看第五个比喻。
Let's look at the fifth parable.
就是藏宝于田的比喻。
And the parable of the hidden treasure.
我们看44节。
Verse 44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。这边有讲到这个宝贝。
Here it says there is a treasure.
那圣经当中谈到宝贝的呢有这几种。
And so there are a couple of treasures mentioned in the Bible.
马太福音的2:11。
In Matthew chapter 2 verse 11.
东方博士献耶稣的三样宝贝。
That the magi or the wise men offered three precious things.
黄金、乳香、没药。
Which is gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
哥林多后书4:7。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7,
是讲到职份跟圣灵。
Talks about ministry and Holy Spirit.
马太福音的6:20。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 20,
是讲到地宝地上的财宝变成天上的财宝。
It mentions how our earthly treasures can become heavenly treasures.
从属世的变成属灵的。
So from something that's of this world to something that is spiritual.
马太福音的13:52。
In Matthew chapter 13, verse 52,
一切的智慧都是宝贝。
All treasure is wisdom.
哥罗西书2:3.
In Colossians chapter 2, verse 3,
一切的智慧知识
都是宝贝。
All wisdom and knowledge is a treasure.
所以宝贝是大家想要的。
So treasure is something that everyone wants.
就好像我们刚刚所谈的这几个啦。
And just all of like the things that we just mentioned.
那天国好像宝贝。
And so heaven is like a treasure.
这个天国我们那一天讲到是指着教会。这里的天国是神国啦，不是将来的天国。
And so this heaven here is referring to the church and not necessarily the heaven we'll go to in the future.
好像宝贝很多人想要的。
And so this treasure is something that many people want.
但是呢，是藏在地里的。
But it is hidden in the field.
那有人遇见了。
So someone found it.
就把它藏起来啊。
They hid it.
重点是他欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的。
And the key is that they for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has.
来买这块地。
And buys that field.
也就是说这个宝贝呢是值得我们变卖一切所有的。
And so saying that this treasure is worth for us to sell all that we have.
我们想一想什么东西是值得你变卖一切所有的。
We can think about it. What are the things that is worth for us to sell all that we have?
生命啊。
That is our life.
生命是才值得你变卖一切所有的。
Our life is the only thing that's worth selling all that we have.
所以这里神国里面所谈的是生命。
And so in the kingdom of God, it's talking about life.
这个生命不是我们现在可以活动的、讲话的。这个生命
This life is not that we can move or that we can talk right now.
这个生命外邦人也有啊，他们有的生命还比我们活泼嘞。
But because this life, even those unbelievers, they have this life. Some of them are even more lively than we are.
这个生命就是属灵的生命，是受洗上来亚当夏娃丧失掉的那个生命，我们又回过来了，拿回来了
So this is a life that we spiritual life that we receive after water baptism, the life that Adam and Eve lost because they had sinned.
罗马书第三章二十三节说
In Romans chapter 3 verse 23 it says,
世人都犯了罪
that all men have sinned,
亏缺了神的荣耀
they have fallen short of the glory of God.
所以罪就是失去人失去了神的荣耀了。
And so to sin is that we have lost the glory of God.
那罪如果解除的话
But if sin is resolved,
我们就恢复了神的荣耀在我们身上。
Then we can once again restore the glory of God within us.
这就是保罗所说的穿上基督成为新人啊。
And that is what Paul describes as putting on Christ to become a new creation.
这个才是真正的宝贝啊。
And this is a true treasure.
那这个宝贝呢，是值得你变卖一切所有的。
And this treasure is worth for us to sell all that we have.
我不知道大家有没有那种感受。
I don't know if all of us here have that kind of feeling.
你看主耶稣他在传福音的时候
，When Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel,
他对要来问耶稣的这个年轻人说
There was a young man who came to Jesus Christ.
你还少一件。
But he says, Jesus Christ says to him, one thing you lack.
就是要变卖一切所有的，然后来跟从我。
To sell all that you have and follow me.
这个是主耶稣告诉他，这个你要得到的这个生命，比你现在一切所有的还要重要啊。
And so Jesus Christ was telling him that what you want to have is more important than all the possessions that you currently have.
那今天这么重要的这个宝贝就在教会里面。
And this treasure today can be found in the church.
我们怎么知道在教会里面？
How do we know that it is in the church?
神所赐的圣灵在这里呀。
Because his precious Holy Spirit is here.
所以当人找到了这个宝贝的时候，
And so when a man finds this treasure,
他愿意做这件事情。
He is willing to do this.
我愿意变卖一切所有的。
To sell all that he had.
来买这个。
And to purchase this field.
这个也是我们今天在这份信仰当中一个目标一个追求
And so this is a goal and pursuit that we have today.
不然的话我们没有买到那个宝贝 不属我们的、啊、
Because if we haven't purchased this treasure then it doesn't belong to us.
这个是那个藏宝于田
And so this is the hidden parable of the hidden treasure.
到最后我们一定要买这块地了
And so in the end, we must purchase this field.
啊，那才能够得到这个宝贝。
So that we can receive this treasure.
啊，当然这都是啊，这个教会的预备了哈。
And this is all preparation for the church.
啊，那第六个比喻。
The sixth parable.
啊，就是寻珠的比喻。
It's parable of the pearl.
好，我们看，四十五节。
Verse 45.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。这里又讲到找到一颗好珠子。
And here, they found one pearl of great price.
那也要去变卖一切所有的。
And again, we see he went and sold all that he had.
啊，这个都值得我们变卖一切所有的。
So all of these things are worth us to sell all that we had.
那这个珠子是什么呢？
But what does this pearl represent?
我们看马太福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
第六节。
Verse 6.
马太福音的第七章第六节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 6.
不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕他践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。主耶稣用这个圣物跟珍珠。
And here Jesus Christ talks about the pearl and the pigs.
丢给狗和猪了。
Oh, sorry. The what is holy and pearls, and it's given to dogs and to pigs.
但是狗跟猪哈没有办法分辨呐，不知道这个珠子的宝贝。
Because the dogs and the pigs cannot understand how precious it is.
用这个来论这个假冒伪善的文士法利赛人，他们不懂得耶稣所讲的道理，不了解耶稣所讲的道理的宝贝。
And Jesus Christ is calling the Pharisees the hypocrites because they do not understand what Jesus Christ is preaching or what he is doing.
所以反过来要害耶稣嘛。
And on the other hand, they want to harm Jesus Christ.
所以所寻找的这个重价的珠子就是真理啦。
And so this precious pearl is the truth.
真理也是值得我们变卖一切所有的。
And the truth is worth us giving up everything.
就放弃一切啦。
To sell everything so that we can give up everything.
要来得到这个重价的珠子。
So that we can receive this pearl of great price.
这个珠子是就是真耶稣教会。
And this pearl is true Jesus Church.
怎么说珠子是真耶稣教会呢？
How can we say the pearl is true Jesus Church?
这个我们可以看启示录的二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
二十一章的第二节。
21 verse 2.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。三节。
Verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。第十节。
Verse 4.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。这边有讲到圣城新耶路撒冷。
Sorry, in verse 10, it mentions there is the holy city, Jerusalem.
它是从神那里从天而降。
And it's from Jesus Christ, it descends from heaven.
然后第三节说这是神的帐幕。
And in verse 3, it says, this is a tabernacle of God.
因为从天而降，所以他要在人间。
So it's descending out of heaven to be among men.
那么这个帐幕呢，是要神与我们同在。
And the tabernacle is so that God can be with us.
然后第十节又讲一次。
And this is the same in verse 10.
所以二十一章其实是在讲圣城新耶路撒冷，就是教会了。
And so verse Chapter 21, the holy city, New Jerusalem, is all pointing to the church.
也就是说，这个从天而降的教会，它的内涵是什么？
And what is it's telling us what is the within the church that is this church descending from the heaven.
那我们从这个内涵当中有一件很重要的。
And so within, we can see something very important.
我们看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
十二个门是十二颗珍珠，每门是一颗珍珠，城内的街道是晶晶，好像明透的玻璃。所以这个城是珍珠门。
And so this pearl were the 12 gates.
就是说你要进到这个圣城新耶路撒冷，一定要进这个门。这个门是12个门啊，是珍珠做的。
And so in order to enter into the city, there are these 12 gates of with pearl.
所以从天而降的圣城新耶路撒冷一定是真理入门的。
And so the New Jerusalem, it is, you have to go through the truth in order to get in.
没有真理就不是这个珍珠了。
Without the truth, then there's not, it's not the pearl.
那这个真理就很清楚了。
And so this truth is very clear.
没有圣灵哪来真理呢？
Because without the Holy Spirit, how can there be truth?
所以这个是一体两面的。
And so these are two sides of the same coin.
我们耶稣教里面有圣灵，然后圣灵带领我们，引导我们明白一切真理啊。
And so the true Jesus Church has the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us to understand the truth.
我们教会就用真理入门的啊。
And that is how our church, we enter through the truth.
所以这颗珍珠可以指的是真耶稣教会。
And so this pearl can also refer to the true Jesus Church.
就是说藏宝于田是隐藏起来。
And so while the treasure is hidden in the field,
在地里的。
Underground,
这个珍珠是彰显出来的。
This pearl is shown.
都值得我们用变卖一切所有的来买。
And it is worth selling everything to purchase these things.
今天我们都买上了。
And we have all bought it.
我们都在这个珠子里面了真理里面。
Because we are all within this pearl, the truth.
那这个值得我们变卖一切所有的。
And it is worth for us to sell everything we have.
比我们属世的一切更为宝贵了。
Because it's more precious than any of our physical possessions.
所以我们应该要这个在意因为这太有价值了。
So we must be very, we must see its value because it's so precious.
第七个比喻
The seventh parable.
就是撒网的比喻。
And that is the parable of the nets.
也是天国奥秘的最后一个比喻。
And it's the last parable of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
那这个撒网就是传福音啊。
So to cast out the net is to preach the gospel.
我们这一次的主题就是传福音啊。
And our theme this time is preaching the gospel.
我们要去传福音，撒网就传福音嘛。
So we need to cast out the net and which to preach the gospel.
好像这个彼得他们去海边撒网捕鱼嘛。
And it's just like Peter when they take their bow and go out to cast out their nets to fish.
捕了整晚都捕不到鱼。
They fish all night but cannot catch any fish.
耶稣跟他们讲说，你们从右边撒网。
And so Jesus Christ instructed them to cast their nets on the right.
他们就捕了好多鱼。
And they were able to catch many, many fish.
耶稣就告诉他们。
And Jesus Christ told them.
你们要得人如得鱼。
That you must be fishers of men.
要来跟从我。
And you need to come and follow me.
叫你们得人如得鱼。
And you shall be fishers of men.
所以撒网的工作是我们现在的工作。
So the casting the net is the work that we must do today.
要去传福音。
To go out and preach the gospel.
当然是在海里撒网啊。
So you need to do it so in the sea.
那这个海里呢就是世界。
The sea is the world.
那里面有各样的水族。
And within there's fish of every kind.
就是各种的人。
It means that there's people of every kind.
不分人种啊。
There's no different ethnicities.
这个只要有可以撒网的地方都可以。
Anywhere we can cast net, we can reach.
所以是各样水族。
So people of every kind.
人把它拉起来。
And so after people catch it.
你撒网出去一定要拉起来。
Because after you cast it out, you need to pull
it back in. 撒网出去没有拉起来是白做工了。
Because if you just cast it out and you don't bring it in, it's in vain.
那拉起来就是审判了。
And so to bring it up is judgment.
就要开始审判了。
Then it's the beginning of the judgment.
那从义人中把恶人分别出来。
And so within all the righteous people, you need to take away the evil ones.
捡好的呢收在器具里就是天国了。
And so the good ones, they're gathered in the vessels.
那不好的呢就把它丢弃。
But the bad ones are thrown away.
所以将来是要拉起来的。
And so in the end, you will need to gather them.
是要收网的。
And to take the net in.
是要审判的。
Because of judgment.
那这个在这个先知书里面早就有讲。
And though this is mentioned already in the prophetic books.
我们看以赛亚书的66章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 66.
22节到24节。
22-24.
耶和华说：“ 我所要造的新天新地怎样在我面前长存，你们的后裔和你们的名字也必照样长存。二十三节。
23.
每逢月朔安息日，凡有血气的必来在我面前下拜，这是耶和华说的。二十四节。
24.
他们必出去观看那些违背我人的尸首，因为他们的虫是不死的，他们的火是不灭的，凡有血气的都必憎恶他们。这个是以赛亚书最后的 一段话。
And so these are the last words in the book of Isaiah.
这个就是缩网。
This is the drawing back of the net.
不是我们现在才讲了
哦。We're not just saying it right now.
神要造新天新地。
When God creates a new heaven and earth.
这个新天新地是长存的、永存的，也就是永生。
This new heaven and earth are eternal.
那这个还有从不死。火不灭的地方。
And so it is the place where the worms do not die and the fire is not quenched.
也就是说，审判之后就有这两种结果。
And so after judgment, we can see that this is the two results.
好，一则进入新天新地。
And so to enter into the new heaven and earth.
一则进入从不死、火不灭的地狱。
The other will go to hell, where the worms do not die and their fire is not quenched.
这就是捡好的收在弃旅的天国，还有不好的丢弃的地狱了。
And so this is the good that are put in the vessels, which are those that go to heaven, and those that are thrown away are those that go to hell.
我们再看但以理书十二章。
So let's turn to Daniel chapter 12.
但以理书的第十二章。
Daniel chapter 12.
第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
那时保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来，并且有大艰难，从有国以来直到此时没有这样的。你本国的民中凡名录在册上的必得拯救。第二节。
Verse 2.
睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒，其中有得永生的，有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。这里也从但以理书但以理先知当中得到这个信息。
And so from Daniel we can see the same message.
他说凡名录在册上的必得拯救。
That everyone who is found written in the book, they will be saved.
那睡在尘埃中的呢？
And those who sleep in the dust of the earth.
有多人复醒，其中有得永生的。
Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
有受羞辱，永远被憎恶的。
And so some to shame and everlasting contempt.
这就是耶稣所讲的这个撒网比喻当中的收网。
And so this is the drawing back of the net that Jesus Christ mentioned in the parable of the dragnet.
他会把义人跟恶人分别出来。
That the good and the evil will be separated.
捡好的收在器里就是天国。
So the good will be stored in the vessel, which is heaven.
不好的要丢弃就是地狱。
The bad will be thrown out, which is hell.
那这个审判不仅仅是对人的审判。
And this judgment is not just for people.
还有其他的审判。
There are other judgments.
我们先看启示录十九章。
Let's turn to Revelation 19.
启示录十九章。
Revelation 19.
请看二十节。
Verse 20.
那兽被擒拿，那在兽面前成形奇事，迷惑兽受印记。和拜兽像之人的假先知也与兽同被擒拿，他们两个就活活的被扔在烧着硫磺的火湖里。这里就讲到这个兽跟这个假先知了。
And here it mentions the beast and the false prophet.
这也要被丢在火湖里了。
These will also be cast into the lake of fire.
我们再看二十章。
Let's look at chapter 20.
第十节。
Verse 10.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方。 他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。啊，这里又讲到魔鬼也是啦。
And here it says that the devil as well.
啊，所以到了收网的时候，不仅是世人会审判哦。
And so when the time for judge, time of drawing back the net, it's not just people that will be judged.
我们刚刚所读的有兽，有假先知，还有撒旦魔鬼。
And so we see that not just that, but the beast, the false prophet, and even the devil,
都一同要受审判。
They will also all be judged.
好，我们再看二十章的十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 14.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。十五节。
15.
若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。哦，这两节又谈了两个。
And in these two verses, we see two more.
一个是死亡跟阴间啊。
The other is death and Hades.
就时间跟空间啊。
And so time and place.
有时间有空间就没有永生啊。
Because if there is time and space, time and space, then there is no eternal life.
因为神创造这个世界就时间跟空间了。
Because when God created this earth, He used time and space.
那这个全部都要毁灭掉。
And all of this will be destroyed.
所以就没有所谓时间跟空间。
And so there's no longer any time and space.
就进入永恒。
We will enter into eternal life.
如果你还活在这个时间里面，就没有永恒这件事情了。
Because if you still live within time, then there's no eternal life.
如果你还活在时空之下。
If you are still living under space,
那也是没有永恒啊。
You also do not have eternal
life. 所以我们现在所认知到的这一切，也都要完全的被丢在火湖里，全部都毁灭掉了。
And so what we know today, all of it will also be cast into the lake of fire.
那跟我们最有关系的就是十五节了。
And verse 15, what is most related to us?
说若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
所以今天我们在信仰的追求上。
And so today in our spiritual pursuit,
我们要以这个为一个目标啦。
This has to be our goal.
我们有没有这个你的名字有没有在生命册上啊？
Is our name written in the book of life?
如果没有，那我们就白跑啦。
Because if it's not, then we are running in vain.
所以我们要把名字记录在生命册上。
So we have to make sure our name is written in the book of life.
才会有主耶稣，差派两个门徒两个两个出去传福音。
And so that is why Jesus Christ sent the disciples two at a time.
那圣经主耶稣说，我把权柄交给他。
And Jesus Christ says, I have given authority to them.
他们就能够医病赶鬼。
So that they can heal the ill and cast out demons.
工作有成效很高兴啊。
And so to have work to do is very blessed.
大家都蛮高兴。
Everyone is glad.
所以他们回来的时候就对向耶稣报告。
So when they return, they made a report to Jesus.
跟耶稣说，因为你的名，连鬼，都服了我们。
Because of your name, even the evil spirits are afraid of us.
其实这是好事嘛，
So this is a good thing.
我们都去成就了很多事工，这都是好事啊。
Because we have, this is a good thing that we are able to do the Lord's work.
但有一件事情更好的。
But what is even more good?
就是不要因为鬼附了你们来高兴。
Do not rejoice because you are able to cast out Satan.
要因为你们的名字被记录在生命册上来高兴。
But rejoice because your name is written in the book of life.
所以撒网的比喻在收网的这件事情上。
And so in the parable of the net and in returning the net,
他提醒我们得救这件事情才是最重要的。
It reminds us that salvation is the most important thing.
到底我们的名字有没有记录在生命册上
？Is our name written in the book of life？
这才是我们进到这个教会里面来，进到得救的教会里面来，第一件也是最重要的一件事啦。
And so this is why we enter into the church. This is the first thing and the most important thing.
当然我们要得救要有一些在圣经当中有一些引导嘛。
And so in order for us to receive salvation, there are some teachings in the Bible.
包括我们的灵修嘛。
As well as our spiritual cultivation.
圣徒所行的义呀。
And the righteous acts of the saints.
包括我们愿意来接受患难呢。
Whether or not we're willing to accept tribulation.
胜过患难呢。
And if we're able to overcome.
这些都需要，包括我们去传福音呢。
and includes whether we go and preach the gospel.
啊、如果我们读启示录十一章哈、
哦、，When we read Revelation 11，
你会读到，如果你没有传福音啊
，It tells us that if we do not preach the gospel，
是不会被保守的。
We will not be protected.
不会得救的意思啦。
We will not be preserved. 你会被
践踏。
Meaning that we will not be saved. 因为你
不是祭司。
We will be trampled because we are not a priest.
只有灵修到像祭司一样的。
Only those who spiritually cultivate themselves like a priest.
你才能够真正被保守而得救。
Will be able to be preserved and be saved.
所以我们不要以为传福音是救人啊。
Don't think that preaching is to save other people.
没有错啦，是救人。
It's true, you are saving people.
但是更重要的是什么?
But what is more important than that?
救自己啊。
You are saving yourself.
哦，所以传福音不但是救人哦，其实最根本的是救我们自己啦。
So not just saving others, but the most important is that we are saving ourselves.
因为我们如果没有去传福音，我们就不是属灵的祭司啊。
Because if we do not preach the gospel, then we are not spiritual priests.
这个我们可以读彼得前书第二章第九节。
And we can see this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
那到最后呢，我们如果不传福音会被践踏了，会死亡，会被践踏死亡的。
If we do not preach the gospel, we will be trampled, we will die.
所以我们明天，不是明天了，后天就要结束了。
And so in about 2 days, we're going to be concluding our NATS.
我们这个礼拜一直在强调要报福音传喜信嘛。
And we kept emphasizing this week that we need to preach the gospel and bring glad tidings.
但是我们从撒网的比喻当中，我们要面对审判的。
And from the parable of the net, we know we will face judgment.
所以我们今天认定了这份信仰，认定了得救的一个要道。
And so now that we know of these parables, we know the way to salvation.
那我们更要认定神的保守。
We need to keep recognizing the protection of God.
我们就要成为属灵的祭司。
So that we can be a spiritual priest.
属灵的祭司第一件要务就是要传福音。
And the first role for the priest is to preach the gospel.
这个是很重要的一件事了。
This is something that is very important.
所以我们按照道理而行是一件我们个人的灵修。
And so according to the teaching, we really need to spiritually cultivate ourselves.
我们去传扬福音救人是为了保守我们将来在被践踏的这个阶段上蒙保守。
And so we are preaching the gospel to protect ourselves from being trampled in according to what it's teaching us.
因为我们已经成了名副其实的属灵的祭司了。
Because we have all become spiritual priests.
就可以理解到为什么我们要去报福音传喜信。
And that is why we need to preach the gospel and bring glad tidings.
让自己在末后的日子被保守。
That we can preserve ourselves in the end days.
在撒网比喻收网的时候，是被捡起来收在器具里的。
That in the end time, just like in the parable of the net, when its catch is brought up, that we are the good fish stored in the vessels.
那你的名字才能够记录在生命册上。
And that our name is written in the book of life.
就能够得救了。
So that we can be saved.
那最后一个比喻就是这个。第八个比喻做天国门徒的比喻。
And the eighth parable is the parable of the scribe.
我们看马太福音的十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
52节。
Verse 52.
他说：“凡文士受教做天国的门徒，就像一个家主从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。”文士要受教才能够做门徒啦。
So the scribe has to be instructed in order to be a disciple.
门徒才能够得救了。
And to be a disciple, it can be is to be saved.
所以要文士要受教。
So every scribe has to be instructed.
那怎么受教呢？
How are they instructed?
他说，就像一个家族从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。
Says like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old.
这个库里呢，跟四十四节的这个宝贝是一样的啦。
And so this.Is the same as bring out is same as what is in 44.
是相同的哈。
Oh, this treasure, sorry, this treasure is the same as in 44.
是真理啦。
It's the truth.
所以从拿出新旧的东西来。
To bring out things new and old.
如果以我们现在来讲，当然就是全约啦，新旧约啦。
And so we can think of it as the New and Old Testament.
所以不要说我们新约时代就读新约就好了。
So we can't be that, we're in the New Testament, so we only read the New Testament.
新约也是从旧约来的啊。
The New Testament came from the Old Testament.
是整本圣经的。
the whole, it's the complete, the whole Bible. It's the complete gospel.
所以我们在真理上我们要有全备的福音。
And so in the truth, we need to have the complete gospel.
才能够成为门徒。
So that we can be a disciple.
而且是天国的门徒。
And a disciple of heaven.
不是文士啦。
Not a scribe.
文士没有办法得救。
A scribe is not able to be saved.
做天国的门徒才可以。
Only being a heavenly disciple can you be.
所以我们从这个天国的奥秘当中
And so from the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven,
我们可以看到整个教会的发展时序
We can see the development and progress of the church.
它有两个阶段
There are two main parts.
一个教会两个阶段
Two churches,
不是两个教会不是使徒时代一个教会真耶稣教一个教会不是一个教会两个阶段
Oh, it's one church with two different timelines of development.
这就是我们基本信仰的第三条
And this is the third basic belief.
很重要的第三条
The most, very important third basic belief.
第三条也告诉我们真耶稣教会是从使徒时代而来的恢复使徒时代的教会
And it,
复兴了
And we know in the third basic belief that this true Jesus church is the revival of the apostolic church.
是同一个教会
It is the same church.
是完与圣灵建立的教会
And established in the latter reign of Holy Spirit.
那当中有一段时间是变质的
Even in the middle, there is a time where the church changed in nature.
是发酵的
It is of with leaven.
它不在真理的规范里面
It is not in the, within, conforming to the truth.
所以它不是教会
So it is not a church.
它是教派。
It is a denomination.
那天国奥秘当中最重要的是我们的名字要记录在生命册上。
And so it's the most important key for the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is that our name is written in the book of life.
那这个奥秘才跟我个人有关系啦。
So that this mystery is directly connected to us personally.
如果没有我们还是文士啦。
Because if not, we are still a scribe.
因为跟我一点关系都没有啊。
Because it's not related to us.
我的名字没有在生命册上
my name,
我知道这些东西也没有用啊。
My name is, if it's not written in the book of life, what is the use of knowing all these things?
所以天国的奥秘就我们个人来讲
So the mystery of the kingdom of heaven for us
这个奥秘要跟我们有关系个人有关系
It's directly related to us
我们要让我们的名字记录在生命册上
We can make sure that our name is written in the book of life
这是我们个人在信仰追求上最重要的
And this is a most important thing we need to pursue
这个是值得我们变卖一切所有的
And it is worth for us to sell everything we have
也是主耶稣对这个少年人所说的
This is what the Jesus Christ said to the,
你如果要承受永生
the rich young man If you want to receive eternal life
就是要变卖所有的
You need to sell all that you have
还要来跟从我
And then follow me.
我们只有这样才有这个这个绝对性的能够进到永生的天国。
And only this way do we have the guarantee that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那我们今天就跟大家分享到这边。
So we share until here for tonight.
一起来。